Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the question being asked today, the issue that we're facing today, the facts of what is taking place in America, and the underlying question, can America survive? Is this government out to kill Americans? Are they using the COVID vaccine as a methodology for mass genocide, for a population reduction in America, and I can say around the world? Those are the questions that we're postulating today. I believe, based on the empirical evidence, I can answer from my perspective that I believe America is in danger of not being able to pull back from the very prefaces of going over the cliff and being destroyed as a nation. And let me just do a little theological footnote. You'll not find America any place in the eschatological prophetic future in the scripture. America is not named. America is not seen as a sovereign nation any place in scripture. America is a gift of God. I believe America is here as a result of the mercy and the grace of God. And if we've squandered that and spurned the opportunity, can we expect God's hand of blessing to remain on America and to sustain us in the future? Those are questions it begs to be asked, demands to be answered. Love to hear from you today. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact, part of the issue that we're covering in relationship to the question, can America survive, is what's happening with the forced vaccination that's taking place across the United States of America today. Across America, we've seen the sudden deaths following COVID jabs. We've been told that Big Pharma, from their Big Pharma executives, ladies and gentlemen, that the COVID vaccination is dangerous. There was not sufficient trials in preparation for the vaccination. It was not rolled out after years and years and years of experimentation and making sure that it worked and making sure that it would not harm the recipients. There's no sufficient trials. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that, for example, one of the footnotes that I'd like to add to the statement, the age group 6 months old to 5 years. Did you know, did you realize that Big Pharma was authorized to give the COVID jabs to 6 months old babies, up to 5 year old kids? And do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, according to an article that I've read, there is an increase in mortality in that age group of 4,423%. That's not 423%, 4,423% increase in deaths in that age group because of the COVID jabs. You don't hear that on CNN, the Communist Network News. You'll not hear that coming out of the press secretary that's for the White House, that's so addled each day. You don't know, she doesn't know whether she's coming or going. But, ladies and gentlemen, those are facts. And yet it's being hidden from the public, because the general public does not realize, in my most humble opinion, that we're on the very verge of seeing the decay, the destruction, the disintegration of the United States of America at the hand of this Biden family cabal that's in charge in the White House. We're going to talk about that further in this broadcast, how this cabal, the Joe Biden family cabal, owned and controlled by Russia, China, Ukraine, and Iran. And you might wonder why we keep giving hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. It is because that money is being washed, and much of it coming back, as in history past, into the Biden family cabal. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Doing good. Thank you for taking my call. 3 points. The Department of Education, the one stat that is consistent since their inception has been lowering of all test scores nationwide. 2, the CDC constitutionally does not have any governance or authority to do the things that they've been doing, in specific the renter, where you can't evict somebody because they weren't paying rent during the COVID thing. And then, of course, this upcoming thing where they're going to say that this, I don't know why people call it vaccine. If you take a vaccine, that's preventative to keep you from getting a disease.
Yes.
I've had the smallpox, polio, black plague, and I've been in some areas of the world where one of those was present, you know, while I was in the military there, and I didn't catch that disease. But why would you take a vaccine for a disease that you're going to catch, even if you do take it? That makes no sense at all.
That's the question that begs to be answered by the federal government. They cannot answer it. Yet there's a continual expansion of the rights and authority of CDC, just like with the expansion of the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA and the IRS and even the United States Post Office. And all of those play into the hand of becoming what I call brown shirts for the Biden administration. And we'll talk about that in this broadcast also, where moms and dads that go before the school board are now considered domestic terrorists, being locked up, arrested, and thrown in jail, and threatened with 11-year prison sentences because doing things like that. We're watching the decay and the destruction. But getting back to your point at hand, looking at an article that says Pfizer executive concedes COVID-19 vaccine was never tested for the prevention or transmission of any disease before it was released. Dated October the 11th, a Pfizer executive said Monday that neither she nor the Pfizer officials knew whether or not COVID-19 vaccine would stop the transmission or cure anything with COVID. Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? Did we know anything about stopping the immunization before it entered the market? And Pfizer president of the International Development Market said, quote, "No, you know we didn't. We had to put it on the market with speed of science. So no, we didn't have any record of it benefiting," end quote. Millions of people around the world were duped by the pharmaceutical companies and the governments. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it in benefiting others. Now this has turned out to be a cheap lie, and it's been exposed around the world and in America. Jim, that's a direct statement coming from Pfizer executives and those in the background that knew the difference. In fact, I'm looking further. We knew early in January of 2021 and late December of 2020 that the reinfection rate was occurring after the event of COVID, according to Dr. Burke's statement. And it's a pretty in-depth article. But over and over and over, the different ones that had the hands at the steering wheel, admitting now that they knew in advance that it was a lie, that it did not work, that it would not benefit, would not prevent COVID pathogen from infecting the person. But the good news is, Jim, is all of the research that I've done, the good news is that they're discovering now that the COVID vaccine is about 1,000% more harmful than the disease itself, because less than 1% will die from COVID, and we're finding somewhere in the neighborhood of 60-70% or more dying from the COVID jab. So you're right.
I don't understand that. I mean, to me, it's, you know, And there's, if they made it voluntary, that's one thing. But if you're a parent and you have a child in school and the school board or the school district comes back and says that your child must be immunized for COVID-19, I understand polio. I understand measles. You know, those are diseases that have much higher rates of fatality. I think 30% is smallpox, and 10% is like the measles, and polio can leave you, you know, physically incapacitated for your entire life, like FDR was. So I get those, but this is not one of those types of diseases.
And yet the general public's been made to be fearful, frightened, and in a state of panic to rush in and get the vaccination. In fact, I'm looking at an article, Jim, that says, fired pediatric nurse tearfully testifies of the vaccine-induced myocarditis in kids. In tearful testimony before the San Diego County Board of Supervisors, a pediatric nurse rebuked the supervisor whose vaccine mandate led to her dismissal, preventing her from caring for the children whom she was charged with contracting myocarditis from the shots amid a full cover-up. She says, "I'm a nurse. At least I was." She said she was in the intensive care for cardiovascular diseases. She said until Nathan, that's the one that was over her, has misinformation pandemic caused me to lose my job. Because she was warning them in the hospital that they were not reporting it properly to the CDC about the fact that these kids were dying with cardiac arrest as a result of the vaccination, she was summarily fired and told that she was not to talk about those issues. That has been taking place across America, where doctors, medical associations, and hospitals have simply been mum, if you could use the term, on the dangers of COVID vaccination because of what the hospitals and the doctors, the medical associations, get paid to follow the CDC protocol. Jim, all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, asking God to intervene at this last minute.
Yes, correct. Thank you, sir, for taking my call. Have a blessed
day. Thank you so much. God bless you and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article. A study confirms COVID deaths risk near zero for the vast majority of Americans. Stanford University medical scientist John, whatever his last name is, I'll not attempt to slaughter it, has contended for more than 2 years that data indicates that the risk of death from COVID-19 for the vast majority of people is near zero, making comprehensive lockdowns, school closures, vaccine mandates all unnecessary, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, can America survive? Is it possible for us to survive after what we're seeing taking place? And I'm using a major portion of this broadcast today talking about the COVID shots, COVID vaccination, the COVID deaths, and the question just on that alone. If we had no other issues to come in and meld with that question, that alone would be question enough to ask, can we survive as a nation? Article that I'm reading says, insurance company finds triple vaxxed people more likely to get COVID than any unvaxxed. Last year, President Biden scolded approximately 25% of Americans who decided not to get the experimental vaccination for a disease with nearly 100% survivability rate for most people, charging that they were responsible for the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Government data from around the world has now countered the president's claim. And now the insurance company Kaiser, which is also a healthcare provider, has commissioned a study to evaluate the effectiveness of the mRNA vaccine against the dominant Omicron subvariant. Discovered that people who are triple vaccinated not only are more likely to be infected with COVID, they're more likely to suffer severe illnesses and die from the disease, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we are facing a major, major conundrum in America, and that is that we have a government that is sold out to the payoffs, in my opinion, from Big Pharma, and they're on the take, and as a result of that, they can't say no, and whatever comes down the pike with the Big Pharma today, government, that is the CDC, the FDA, and every aspect of the Biden administration, is simply giving carte blanche approval of it, regardless of what it does to the general public. I'm looking at an article that says 80% of serious COVID cases are fully vaccinated, according to one hospital director. Vaccine has no significant significance regarding severe illness, says the physician. Right now, most of our severe cases are the vaccinated. They had at least three injections. Between 70 and 80% of the serious cases are all vaccinated and boosted. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on with the articles and the documented information that's proving without any shadow of a doubt that we've been duped, we've been denied the right of accessibility to medical care that would prevent deaths from COVID. We've been denied the fact that there's a requirement in medicine today for there to be the informed consent, where the patient is informed of the side effects and gives consent for those medicines to be administered before they're done. I'm looking at an article that's very, very clear that we've still not learned our lesson as a nation. Exclusive, this headline is, with a 10-page article. This is playing with fire. It could spark a lab-generated pandemic in America. Experts slam the Boston lab, where scientists have created a new, listen, they've created in the Boston Laboratory, Boston University Lab, they have created a new deadly COVID strain with an 80% kill rate. Let that absorb for a moment. Boston University scientists were told, were today condemned for playing with fire after it emerged that they had created a lethal new COVID strain in the laboratory. Ladies and gentlemen, it was bad enough that this was created in Wuhan, China, the original strain of COVID. Released, I think, as a bioweapons material, and it spread rapidly, perhaps more rapidly than they thought. It was under the auspices of the Chinese Communist Party. So you could say that I'm a conspiracy theorist if you want to. Whether released purposely or released on a haphazard handling basis by mistake, nevertheless, we've reaped the consequences. But going back to a little parenthetical footnote of history with that, in 2014, the American government, the federal government, found that they were creating, with the gain-of-function research in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the University of North Carolina laboratories, that they were creating through the gain-of-function, they were playing with pathogens and trying to make them aerosol and more dangerous. That was stopped. That process then by the wonderful, wonderful scientist claimed to have total foreknowledge of all things, Dr. Anthony Fauci, through Dr. Anthony Fauci and the NIH, National Institute of Health, that was transferred to Wuhan China Lab, paid for by the U.S. tax dollars, and continued. And now we find in America, through the Boston Hospital University system, that they're doing the same thing. Said the revelation exposes how dangerous virus manipulation research continues to go on, even in the U.S., despite the fears of similar practices that started the pandemic to begin with. Gain-of-function research, which when viruses are purposefully manipulated to be more infectious and more deadly, is thought to be at the very center of the COVID origin. And it goes on to talk about the origin, the beginning of it, what took place in relationship to it being put on hold. It was put on hold in 2014. That's the gain-of-function research. That hold pattern ceased on December the 31st of 2016. This is the reason President Donald J. Trump was sworn in. Shortly after that, Dr. Anthony Fauci on the platform before the cameras announced to Donald Trump that he would face a pandemic that no other president had faced. How did he know that? Because he knew what had taken place in the Wuhan China lab, because it was bought and paid for by tax dollars under the auspices and direction of Anthony Fauci. I'm looking at another headline. Boston University researchers developed COVID strain with 80% kill rate. Here's another article that is going back to the very point of the problem. How cancer deaths from COVID jabs are being hidden from the general public. The fact that tumor sizes have become dramatically larger since 2021. Patients are much younger, and reoccurrence of metastatic cancer are increasing from the front page are increasing, yet it's away from the front page news. You're hearing nothing about it. What's that about? This former intelligence officer and strategist believes he knows why. And I'll just read three or four of the major points in this article. Analysis of the U.S. Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Data suggests the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been filtering and redirecting and redesigning cancer death certificates and notices as COVID deaths since April 2021 to eliminate the signal of cancer increase due to COVID vaccinations. The signal is being hidden by swapping the underlying cause of death with the main cause of death. Uncontrollable turbocharged cancers the medical establishment has never seen before in the history of America. Further, he says, before it was manipulated to eliminate the safety signals, data from the Defense Medical Epidemiologist base showed cancer rates among military personnel and their families tripled after the rollout of the mandate vaccines for military. And I could go on and on and on with the articles there. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not just with the COVID fiasco and the COVID death jabs that's being forced by the Biden administration. Joe Biden and Joe Biden's administration is owned, operated, manipulated, controlled, directed by communist China, Russia, Ukraine, Iran, Venezuela now, and the sheikhs in Saudi Arabia. Let me just read you a little touch on it. Most of you are familiar with the name Tony Bobulinski. This is an article October the 4th. Bobulinski popped up a year or so ago, gave major testimony before the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ. It was stonewalled. Nothing's been heard. Nothing's been promulgated on Communist Network News or any of the other networks. This article says, Tony Bobulinski, Joe Biden, chairman of the corrupt family business enterprise. Tony Bobulinski's interview with Fox News, Tucker Carlson, weeks before the 2020 election, this now is dated October 4th, 2022, confirmed the blockbuster New York Post story that Hunter Biden abandoned laptop, providing evidence that Joe Biden not only knew about his son's international business dealings with China and likes of Chinese Communist Party firms and Russian oligarchs, he profited from them massively. This article goes on to say, now in a new interview airing Tuesday night, Bobulinski, who was hired by the Bidens to form the partnership with a Chinese energy firm at the center of the CC, that's the Communist Party's major initiative to assert global dominance, makes it clear that Joe Biden effectively served as the chairman of the board for this operation to collect dollars from China. Bobulinski, a retired lieutenant in the U.S. Navy, told Carlson, there are hundreds of data points showing that Joe Biden was acting as the chairman of the board for Hunter Biden's operation, noting that the company board chairman typically is not involved in the day-to-day operation. He said that essentially was Joe Biden's role in the family business venture as the chairman of the board, and not just by venture, not just my venture, he said, referring to the deal with the Communist Chinese Party Energy Organization. He says in the interview that Bobulinski also charged Hunter Biden committed crimes against his business partners, alleging that the president's son tampered with key documents to funnel more than $5 million into the company. And he goes on to state here where Bobulinski and others now saying that the Biden family cabal probably had raised or collected some $40 to $50 million from China and from Russia and from others around the globe, manipulating facts and figures and details. Ladies and gentlemen, they've not paid taxes on $40, $50 million. They've swept it under the rug, and right now the DOJ is about to accept some plea bargain out of Delaware for Hunter Biden that somehow, some way, he did something illegal with a permit for a weapon, and they did not pay the proper taxes. Once that's done, listen carefully, all of the documents, all of the evidence, including Hunter Biden's laptop, will all be sequestered, sealed, not be able to be opened, used by any other prosecutorial arm of federal or state governments, and it will basically settle the deal 100%, and we'll never know the truth, the facts of all that Joe Biden is responsible for. Why is it that Joe Biden today is taking the hit, and we as Americans are suffering the consequences because of the energy in America. Right now, China wants to be energy dominant over the globe. China wants to be militarily dominant over the globe. China wants to be over the globe economically and dominate, and China's on the fast track for it. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, any Christian that will take a stand in their position of leadership, any Christian that will take the stand in their organizational structure, they're being fired for asking questions about anything dealing with this administration and their moral, ethical, immoral, unethical plans and the preparations they have for destroying America. Here's an article that says, candidate fired for gross misconduct for simply voicing a Christian, their Christian faith. Here's another article that states, ladies and gentlemen, mother shames groomers at the school board meeting for graphic description of a drag show and the information that's attached thereto. Ladies and gentlemen, again, let me say, the question is, can America survive? Is our government out to kill us? Our government is out to squelch any voice that stands against it. Our government is out to destroy any person that will give the truth, calling it disinformation. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that coming out of the United Nations under the auspices of the directions from Joe Biden and this administration, the United Nations has 110,000 snoopers that they are out searching the internet, the websites on a global basis, anything that's said by anybody that is considered misinformation, disinformation about COVID or about the election of 2020 will summarily be shut down on a global basis. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you asked the question, and I'm glad you did. What can we do? What should be the response of we the people? I believe that Biden stands helpless in the face of China. I believe that Biden in the face of China and Iran and Iraq, Iran and the other nations that he has been involved with in collecting dollars through his family cabal, I believe that there's nothing that he can do. He's simply a puppet for the global leaders, and they control him. So, ladies and gentlemen, America's only hope today is found in what we need to do based on the authority of Scripture. And the Scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. We can't place our trust and confidence in man. In Psalms 146, verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no hope. We've got to place our faith, trust, and confidence in God. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to vote. We've got to vote. We've got about 18 or 20 days to make a decision on the direction, the trajectory of America. And it's left up to conservatives and Christians and patriots for us to go to the polls and vote. And I believe that if we will do that, if we'll go back to God and pray and ask God to forgive us of our sin as a nation and ask God to heal our land, I believe that he can do so. We've got to put feet on the prayers. We've got to go out and vote. And I contend, ladies and gentlemen, that a vote for any Democratic candidate, local, state, or national, is a vote to destroy the United States of America. We cannot vote for the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, BLM, Democratic Party and still think that God's going to bless us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.